came so that you might ascend to the Father, having paid for our salvation, and one day our glorious hope that you will come again. And so it's because of your finished work on the cross that we gather together to glorify you, to worship you, to praise you, to gather around the communion table, to gather around your word, to lift up our praises to you. And it's because of your finished work on the cross that we ask that each one that receives these Fall Family Fun Day to-go kit boxes would have an encounter with Jesus, have an encounter with the hope of salvation, the hope of the gospel, would know the love of Christ in a tangible way, would have opportunity to have conversations about what that means for this life and the next with those who love you. And so we pray for divine preparation of conversation even ahead of time. And the words that have been shared and will be shared would sink deep into the hearts of people. We pray for your Spirit to do what we cannot do. We're simply your messengers, but may your Spirit do an amazing work in lives. We ask that your Spirit would do an amazing work in our life, in our lives this morning. Lord Jesus, come and have your way. Father, as we gather together this morning too, we think of all of the chaos of our land. We think of those who are facing difficulty, facing injustice. We think of those who are sick. We think of our and pray for our president this morning for healing for him and for all the many who are dealing with COVID-19 and its all of its effects. We pray, Father, for your peace to come to our lives and to our land. For, oh Jesus, how we need you. Oh Jesus, how we need you. So this morning we come with expectation, and we come knowing that you are the one. You are the one worthy of our praise, and you are the one who can meet every need that we have. So we come to you this day. Have your way. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done here on this earth and in this time, as it is in heaven. We ask all these things in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus. And all God's people said together, amen.
Morning. If you would please rise and join us in worshiping our holy God. Such a blessing to be together, isn't it?
Oh, Sure.
precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you so much, Lord, for all that you are, for your goodness and your love. You are holy, God, and perfect and sovereign. The things that shake us and scare us and surprise us, God, they don't surprise you. They don't make you anxious, God. Thank you, Lord, that we can fully depend on you no matter the circumstance, God. That we can trust you to guide us through this life one step at a time, God, to light up the path before us. While we may not be able to see the weeks and years ahead, God, you light up today for us so that we can see where to step. And so, Lord, we ask that you would just teach all of us to depend more fully on you, Lord, with every step that we take, that each one would be in accordance with your will. That we wouldn't take one step without first looking to see where you are at work. Lord, we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Many of us in here going through just crazy times. It's a crazy season and a crazy year. There's lots of unpredictability, uncertainty. It's just a tough season. And we are so blessed to have a God that we can depend on and that we can lean on through all of this. I mean, look out into the world and we see so many hurting and broken people who don't know Jesus, who don't have him to depend on, to lean on while going through these times of crisis. And so I should have a couple responses to that. And one is that we are so thankful to have him to lean on, to praise him for that, and to lean more and more into him and more into his presence. But then also to feel that brokenness for the rest of the world that they don't have him to depend on, to drive us to go out and share his love with all of them so that they may have him for eternity, but that they may have him even sooner here on this earth to live in Christ. So may we just lift up this chorus one more time without instruments and just proclaim and rest in the fact that he is our cornerstone, that he is strong when we are weak, and that we have his love. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. Christ Savior's love, through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. God was
Oh, Father, we rejoice